Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at chest pains as a cause of depression. Thembi was a 66-year-old woman who lived just outside a large city in Africa. Her husband died from a heart attack 2 years ago after a 41-year marriage. She and her husband were not able to have children, and so she lived alone. Last year, she started having chest and back pains. She went to her doctor, who said she needed to have some more tests for possible heart problems. Before the tests were even run, she had a heart attack in the hospital. She was treated immediately and ended up having bypass surgery. The hospitalization was difficult, but she did recover and was able to go home. Once home, Thembi began to feel anxious that she would have another attack and no one would be there to help her. Some of the neighbors did stop by, but not often enough to ease her fears. Then Thembi began to have trouble sleeping. She had no energy and felt awful, but attributed it to the surgery. She lost her appetite, but tried to make herself eat. She frequently started crying for no known reason. She felt so alone. She stopped doing many of the activities that she had enjoyed before the heart attack. She stopped gardening, and her housekeeping chores went undone much of the time. Thembi appreciated the neighbors that had stopped by to check on her, but she did not want to see anyone. She found herself feeling nervous whenever anyone would visit her and turn down any invitations from her friends to chat. She felt sick, sad, and alone. What bothered her most, though, was the recurrent chest pains, which were just like the ones she had just before she had her heart attack. She went back to the hospital, and they ran tests and told her that the chest pains were not from her heart. She went back many times, often weekly, only to be told that the chest pains were not from her heart. Finally, a friend came by and spent some time with Thembi. As they talked, Thembi's friend thought it might be best if she accompanied her to the hospital and assist Thembi in talking with the doctor. Thembi arranged a time and went back to her doctor and told him about her symptoms. The doctor told her that her heart attack probably caused some of that weakness, but that some of her symptoms were due to clinical depression. The doctor explained that often people with depression have symptoms like her chest pain, which are exactly like the symptoms they had with their real symptoms and disease. In this case, like her heart attack symptoms. The doctor told Thembi that he saw this often. He reassured Thembi that she had nothing to worry about. He reassured her that all of her symptoms were not from her heart and that her heart was fine. Though comforted a little by this, Thembi was still uncertain. She had always been anxious about things. Then death of her husband and her heart attack certainly gave her a lot to worry about. Thembi's friend who accompanied her to the doctor was concerned about her. After they returned home, her friend told Thembi about a person who could help her with her problems. Thembi was not interested in a person, but a medicine or herb which could help her. However, she did not want to upset her friend who had taken the time to help her, so she listened. Her friend told her that 5 years ago, she had a similar situation. Thembi's friend told her about some pain she had in her stomach. The pain turned out to be a cancer. She had an operation which the doctor told her would cure her of the cancer. However, Thembi's friend was not so sure. She had pain in the same place for months after the operation. Thembi's friend at that time was very frustrated. She also became very depressed and the pain became worse. Then a friend told her about the person of Jesus Christ. After studying and thinking for a while, she came to faith in Jesus Christ. After coming to faith in Jesus Christ, Thembi's friend had peace and joy, which she had never had before. Slowly, over several months, her depression resolved and also her stomach pain. The doctor had told Thembi's friend that her pain was not from the surgery or a return from cancer, but only psychological pain from depression. At first, Thembi's friend was angry when the doctor told her this, but now she knew they were right. Thembi was very interested in this person, Jesus Christ. Her friend's situation and hers were very similar. She wanted to know more. Her friend gave her a Bible, which she said was God's love story for all of mankind. Thembi started to read the Bible to learn more about this person, Jesus. Thembi returned to the hospital to see the doctor. She was still quite depressed. The doctor talked with her about depression and told her there were some medicines which she could use to help her come out of the depression. The doctor prescribed a medicine that was designed to correct the chemical imbalance in the brain, which contributes to depression. He told her she would have to take the medicine every day and that she should see some improvement in 2 to 4 weeks. She took her medicine and found that she did feel somewhat better. She slept better and had an increase in energy. She also noticed that she did not cry as often. The depressive symptoms had improved with the medicine, but she still felt that something was wrong. She still had the chest pains, though she was less worried about them than in the past. The doctor had assured her that the medicines were safe to take for a long period of time. In fact, the doctor told her that thousands of people around the world have taken these medicines for years without major side effects. The doctor also told Thembi that it was important to also consider getting some counseling. Why? Asked Thembi. Because, the doctor said, medicines are not the sole cure for depression. He re-emphasized that her main problem was depression and not the chest pains. The doctor asked her to come back and see him in several months to see how she was doing. The doctor also told her not to abruptly stop the medicines as there would be severe side effects from this. Also, he told her that when she returned in several months, they would recheck her heart and any effects the depression medicine could have had on her kidneys, liver, and blood. Thembi was fine with this plan. Thembi came to realize that even though she wasn't depressed like before, she still felt hopelessness about her future. Most of all, Thembi was afraid of dying. She knew that she would die eventually, but had not thought much about it in the past. Even her husband's death had not made her think very much about her own death. Now her heart attack forced her to come face to face with her eventual death. Thembi had never been a religious person, though reading the Bible now made her wonder if she would become one. She had always assumed that death was the end, that there was simply nothing after death. It all seemed so hopeless. She simply sat in her room day after day, her thoughts becoming more and more hopeless. Thembi had heard that some people believed in a life after death and a place called heaven. She had laughed at such stories as foolishness. Even Thembi's friend, who had become a Christian several years ago, continued to challenge her to consider the life of Christ. Her friend continued to talk to her on several occasions about Jesus Christ and about his loving her enough to die for her sins. Her friend said that she believed she would go to heaven after she died because she was a believer. Thembi thought much about these things. One day, Thembi had a visit from her friend. They chatted for a while about different matters, and then the conversation became serious. Thembi asked her friend about her belief in Jesus Christ. Thembi's friend was excited that her friend was showing some interest. She had prayed for a while that Thembi would become a believer. She shared the fact that Jesus Christ came to become a sacrifice for the sins of all people, and that all her friend would have to do was to accept Jesus as her Savior to be able to go to heaven when she dies. Thembi's friend showed her in the Bible where it says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. And then another place which reads, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. Her friend explained that we all have sinned and as a result are separated from God. The only way to come to God is through Jesus Christ. Coming to God through Jesus Christ gives us life with meaning. Thembi believed this, and her friend asked her to pray the following prayer to receive Jesus Christ as her Savior. Thembi repeated after her friend this prayer. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinful person and do not deserve your help. However, I know that you died on the cross for me, and after you died, you rose from the dead to show your victory over sin. I now accept you as my personal Savior. Thank you. Amen." Thembi had a new life in Christ. This new life gave her a new hope and a purpose in life as well. This new hope and purpose helped in time to resolve her depression so that she no longer needed the depression medication, and also she did not have the chest pains anymore. You too can have this new life in Christ, which gives purpose and hope, if you will only accept Jesus Christ as Thembi did.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.